on Chav Dabra on the base, there's a famous thesis, Ibn Mascha Be'edin Sira. We discussed this, I think, more than once, a long time ago, regarding the Machloikas Rav Meir and Rav Lazar, whether Edin Sira Karsi or Edi Hasima Karsi. So, Machloikas Rav Meir and Rav Lazar is by Shtori Kinyan. By Shtori Rai, everybody needs that you have to have Edi Hasima. If you don't have any chasim and it's not buchach mitoicha, so there's no riot. So the only time there's machloikis is by shtar kinyan. And Meir's opinion is that in order to be able to serve as the shtar kinyan, the shtar has to first serve as the shtar riot. It has to be buchach mitoicha. It has to have a haggadah seidus that we are married, and then it accomplishes that we become married. It has to contain a haggadah seidus that we are divorced, and that's how we become divorced. It has to contain a haggadah seidus. I'm giving you ownership of this house, and that's how the ownership of the house is transferred over. According to Rav Lazar, Shtar Kinyan has nothing to do with the Shtar Raya. If you want, you can have Edi Hasima sign, you can make it into a Shtar Raya also, but in order to function as a Shtar Kinyan, it doesn't have to serve as a Shtar Raya. Shtar Kinyan just means you see Pra Maisa Biksav, which is given over, Biksav is given over to the other party. So Tesvah says a double pasha like that, that's what it says in the Gemara several times. According to Rav Meir, who thinks that all Shtari Kinyan function by serving as a Shtarai, that the Kinyan already took place, that's what causes the Kinyan to take effect. So the Meila Rav Meir requires by all Shtar, just like he requires by Shtari Raya, Mukhach Mitoichai, everybody requires Mukhach Mitoichai. The Shtarai is not Mukhach Mitoichai, doesn't contain any Raya, has to have the whole story. Half the story is missing, so there's no Shtarai. So according to Rav Meir, every Shtar Kinyan has to be Mukhach Mitoichai. So the Tosfos raises a problem. So how can the Gemara seems to imply that if the husband is married to two wives and both wives have the exact same name, Sara Bas Elio, so and the husband authorizes Sefer to write the get to give to the Gdoila, and then he changes his mind, he wants to give it to the Ktana, so the Mishnah describes that's called Shaloi Lishma. But the Gdoila, he can't be Megarish with this get because the get was written Lishma for the Gdoila. So Tosfos says, but it's not Muchach Mitoicha. When you look at the get, you can't tell whether it was written for the Gdol or the Ktana. They have the exact same names. And the Gemara seems to say, according to Rav Meir, there's no problem. How can you say, according to Rav Meir, there's no problem? According to Rav Meir, it's not Muchach Mitoicha. So the Ramban says, the Ran quotes the Ramban on this Gemara. The Ramban says, based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Muchach Mitoicha doesn't necessarily mean that from the text of the Shtar, you can tell the whole story. If the text of the Shtar is a little incomplete, but B'tzirav Tfisas Bala Shtar, it's Muchach Mitoichai, so then it is called Muchach Mitoichai. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, what if someone produces a document that says, I owe you $1 million, and it's signed by the other party, or it's signed by two witnesses, I owe the bearer of this note $1 million, it doesn't say I, it says Reuven owes the bearer of this note $1 million, and it's signed by two witnesses. So it doesn't. It's not muchach mitoichai from the text of the shtar to whom he owes the money. It just says the bearer of this document. So the Gemara says that that's a valid shtar. So how could that be a valid shtar? But it doesn't say in the document who the malbis. So the answer is, but someone is holding on to the shtar. And the one is holding on to it claims if there's no tvisis bala shtar, the shtar never gives a hagodah seidus. Shtar only gives a hagodah seidus once you had a Tvisas Bala Shtar, and if you still have a Tvisas Bala Shtar, if the person on whose behalf the Shtar was written is holding on to the Shtar, or he authorizes someone else to hold on to it. In Yerushalayim, they said, I have one daughter who got married in Yerushalayim, so the Rabbanim said the minig is that the parents of the Kala hold on to the Ksuba. So I'm holding on to the Ksuba for my daughter. So it's considered as if I'm holding on behalf of my daughter. So this Tvisas Bala Shtar. She doesn't have to hold on to a tafki with her own two hands. She authorizes someone else to hold on her behalf. So it's also called Tvisas Bala Shtar. So when you only have Hagodah Seidus of the Shtar, provided that there's Tvisas Bala Shtar. So once you have Tvisas Bala Shtar, that can be Mashlim Nebuchach Mitoicha. It says Chai Vani Loch, Elef Zutz. It doesn't say who Loch is. So it means the bearer of the note, whoever's holding on to the Shtar. If that person claimed, well, I'm going to claim to my son-in-law, he owes me the Ksuba. I couldn't possibly be his wife. I can say I'm holding on to the ksuba on behalf of his wife. Okay, that's Tvisas Bala Shtar. If the person is holding on to the shtar, can possibly be the Bala Shtar, and he claims I am the Bala Shtar. It doesn't have my name, but I claim I am the Balashtar, you owe me the money. So then the Tfisis Balashtar is Mashlim the Muchach Mitoichan. So the Ramban doesn't see what's difficult. The Ramban doesn't see why Tosis had a stain on the head there. What the problem was, of course you can be Migarish the Gedoyla. Aye, it's not Muchach Mitoichan from the text that they get which wife was being divorced, whether the Gedoyla or the Ktana. Yeah, it's not Muchach Mitoichan from the text, but one of the wives is going to be holding on to the get later on. Whoever will be holding on to the get, they both have the same name, Sarah Bas Elio. Whoever will hold on to the get and claim that the husband divorced me, that'll be the Muchach Mitoichan. So what's bugging Tosfos? So why doesn't Tosfos understand? Tosfos says that according to Reb Meir, you'll have to say that if the both wives have the same name, Saka no good, it won't be good. You have to have that there should be a grandfather's name that should be different. One is Sarah Bas Elio Bas Meir. One is Sarah Bas Elio Bas Eliezer. The grandfather's name has to be different. One should be Sarah Bas Elio HaKoyen, and one is Sarah Bas Elio HaLevi. And has to say in the Shtar HaKoyen HaLevi in order to distinguish. It is not Muchach Mitoichan from the text of the Shtar Gufa, is not considered Muchach Mitoichan. How can that be? It's against the Halacha. The Halacha says that the Tfisas Bala Shtar can be Mashlem the Muchach Mitoichan. That's the Gemara that the Ramban quoted. If you have a shtar that just says, I owe you $1 million and doesn't say who you is, so whoever's holding on to the shtar can claim that I am the you whom it's referring to, and that this is Bala Shtar's Mashlem in the Muchach Mitoichan. So apparently you have to say, that's a Rav Soloveitchik Gusam, Tosfos seems to be assuming that since get needs ksiva lishma, it has to be a Muchach Mitoichan at the time of the ksiva. It's not enough. By Shar Shtar is that Gemara in the end of Bava Basra that says that the Tfisas Bala Shtar can mashlem the Muchach Mitoichan, that's only by Shtar Imam. But by get, where you need Lishma, so the Muchach Mitoichan has to be self-contained within the get at the time of the Ksiva, whatever Ksiva is. According to Rameh, Ksiva is Chasima. So the time of the Chasima, it already has to be Muchach Mitoichan. You can't rely on the fact that by the time the get will be given over to the Bala Shtar, then you'll have the Tfisas Bala Shtar will be mashlem the Muchach Mitoichan. That's not acceptable. Okay. So that's the machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ramban holds the Muchach Mitoichan by get is judged the same as Muchach Mitoichan by Shar Shtar, is that the Tfisas Bala Shtar can be mashlem the Muchach Mitoichan. Tosfos thinks that it's not so. Okay. Here goes the next Daf Gemara, a very famous topic, Tilla Mishnah, Chavav and Aleph. The topic of Brera. We know there is an institution of Tanai. The Gemara learns that the klal, the idea, the concept of Tanai from the Parsha has been a god of Bnei Ruvain, that Moshe Rabbeinu was authorized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a deal with Bnei god of Bnei Ruvain. They were interested in dividing Eretz Yisrael differently from the original plan. The original plan was that all of the Shvatim are going to get all the Yidbei Shvatim, leaving out Shevet Levi. Yosef was divided into Menashe and Ephraim. So the 12 Shvatim are each going to get a section in Eretz Yisrael. And then parallel to their section in Eretz Yisrael to the east, on the eastern side of the yard, then each one's going to get a parking lot or a big area for grazing for their behemoths. Okay, so the houses, I guess, the housing or the office buildings are going to be in Eretz Yisrael on the west of the yard, then, and the grazing area for the behemoths is going to be on the eastern side of the yard. That was the original plan. Bnei Gadim Neruven had Mikne Rab, Hoyle Bnei Gadim Neruven. So they wanted to divide differently. They said they're mevatim on their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They want to get a bigger chelik. They want to get a bigger chelik in Eber Hayard. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. So he spoke to the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, "Okay, it's a deal, but only provided them yavru and nisatim. No yavru menochazu b'seirchem. They only get Eber Hayardin and be mevatim on their share in Eretz Yisrael if they help in the war effort in conquering the Lamed Aleph Malachim." In the 7 years of Muhammad, that was a long Kiyumah Tanai. It took 7 years to fulfill the Tanai in Yavru. And though Yavru, if they don't participate in the war effort to conquer Eretz Yisrael, then Ochzor B'Seichachem. So they're going to divide Eretz Yisrael according to the original plan, 12 portions in Eretz Yisrael, and then parallel to each one of the 12 portions, each Shevet is going to get a whole section in Eretz Yisrael. So we learn out from Parshas B'nei Gadim Nei Reuven that you can make a Kinyonim ala tanai, Kiviget ala tanai, Kiddushin ala tanai. So what if a person, how far does this go? How far does the tanai go? The tanai of Bnei Gadim Nei Reuven happened to be a tanai that's totally in their activity. In Yavru, Unisatem, if they participate in the war effort, then we redivide Eretz Yisrael. Lo Yavru, Menochezu B'Seichachem. What if it will be a Tanai if it snows tomorrow? If it rains tomorrow, they get Eretz Yisrael. If it doesn't rain, they don't get Eretz Yisrael. What if it's a Tanai that happens by itself? Or what if it's a Tanai that depends on someone making a decision? Hariat Mekudeshes Li, a boy wants to marry a girl. Hariat Mekudeshes Li, provided that your father agrees. And if your father doesn't agree, provided my father agrees, but provided your father agrees. Amanashi Yirtza Abba, Amanashi Yirtza Avicha. Is that a valid Tanai? Why not? You should learn that from Tanai B'nei God of Neiruvin. Any Tanai should be good. So the Gemara raises the question that there are some situations of Tanai which are so different from the Tanai in the Avram and the Satan that maybe it's not included in the Chidush HaParsha of Tanai. And that's what we call Breira. Certain Tanoim that are not, that are too dissimilar to the Tanai B'nei God of Neiruvin, so that doesn't qualify to be subject to the din of Tanai. So therefore, what should we say? Sometimes, if the Tanai isn't similar to the Tanai B'nei God of Neiruvin, then we say Tanai Batel Maase Kayim. Let's say, according to Rav Meir's opinion, that you have to have Tanai Kofel, and if you don't, you have to say the Hen and the Lav, like B'nei God of Neiruvin. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Em Yavru and Esatim Lo Yavru." He said both ways. If they participate in the war effort, they get this rearrangement of the Chalukas Haaretz, and if they don't participate, then we're going to divide it according to the original plan. So if they wouldn't have said Kofel, Rav Meir claims, if they wouldn't have made a Tanai Kofel, I would have said the Tanai Batel Maisekai. Here, the Gemara has a different kind of a thing. A person makes a Tanai, and it's too dissimilar to the Tanai B'nei God of Neiruvin, so we say the whole Maisa is not Kayim. That's a person is Mafresh, Trumas, and Maisers. That's the case that the Gemara has. On the bottom of Chav Hamad Aleph, that's the famous case. Part of this is a Mishnah, and part of this is a Tosefta. Tosefta points out, Chav Hamad Aleph, the Bermaschal Halokeach, this passage that the Gemara quotes, part of it appears in the Mishnah, in Demai, but the second part of it only appears in the Tosefta. So that's why the Gemara said the Tanya. Tosefta works with the premise that whenever it says the Tanya means it's a Brisa, and whenever it says the Snan means it's a Mishnah. So why does it say the Tanya? Doesn't this appear in the Mishnah and the Demai? Tosefta answers, yeah, the first part, Rav Meir's opinion appears in the Mishnah and the Demai, but the second half, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, as disagreeing with Rav Meir, that only appears in the Tosefta. Okay, so there's a famous Machlekes HaTanaim. A person buys, it's a funny case, a person buys wine from Kusim. So the shayla is that it's Tevel. Isn't the yain from the Kusim treif? Are the Kusim Jewish or are they not Jewish? That's question number one. So that's what Tesis talks about. There was an old Machlekes HaTanaim, whether the Kusim are Geri Emes or Kusim are Geri Arayis. So if the Kusim are Goyim, so the wine should be treif. So what's going on? And some of the Tanoi mentioned over here in this Mishnah and this Tosefta are of the opinion who this Tosis quote. Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon. Tosis Halakeach Yayin quotes. Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon. Svira Lehugu Menachas, the Kusim Geir Arayzen. Their opinion in Menachas Tav Samach Vav is that the Kusim were not Jewish, that their conversion was not valid. Their conversion, as described in the Tanakh, was taken not valid. They never mekabel avodah zarah. As elohim hayu avodim, they still continue to worship avodah zarah. So Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon are of the opinion that kusim are going gorm. So how can they drink the wine from the kusim? Isn't it stam yena? So Tosa says maybe when the Chachamim introduced the prohibition of stam yena, the kusim were already observing some of the mitzvahs. Maybe by that time they already stopped worshiping avodah zarah. They already, in the days of the Tanakh, they were still worshipping Avodah Zarah. So the original conversion that they underwent was not valid at all. The days of the Tanaim, Tosfos says, Kimish Parshim Avodah Zarah. They stopped worshipping Avodah Zarah. Elohim Eino Avdim, Kamosho Hayuosim Abayis Rishon. In the days of the Bayis Rishon, the Pasuk says in Malachim, they were still worshipping Avodah Zarah. By the time the Tanaim were discussing the issue, in the middle of the period of Baisheni and after, they already stopped worshipping Avodah Zarah, and they kept a little bit mitzvah. So these Tanaim say they're still going Gemara. They never underwent a second conversion. They just picked up a lot of practices from the Jews. So since they're acting a little bit like the Jews, and they're not worshipping Avodah Zarah, So the Chachamim never prohibited their wine, even though they're not Jewish. The Chachamim prohibited Stam Yenam of non-Jews because of the Hashash of Nisuch. Maybe they were menasach the wine for Avodah Zarah. So since this group of people were not of the Avodah Zarah, Salheim lo hayu avodim k'mo shehayu avodim b'bayis rishon, they no longer worshipped Avodah Zarah, and they kept a little bit of mitzvahs. They weren't Jewish though. They kept a little bit of mitzvahs. So when the Chachamim introduced the prohibition against Stam Yenam, they never asked the wine of the Kusim. So very strange. But the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the main prohibition of Stam Yenam was not because of the Chashash Nisuch. Main prohibition because of the Chashash of intermarriage. Maybe to intermarriage. Now, intermarriage does apply to the Kusim. It's not permissible to marry them. But Haraya Taisa says that Pasakum applies to the Kusim. Pasakum, Bishulakum does apply. Pasakum and Bishulakum is prohibited because may lead to intermarriage. So Taisa says, Paskusim, Lacholadeis is also. That's Makaris in Pirkei de Rav Lezer, I think Taisa is another Masechtas quotes. That's Beferish, that Pasakum and Bishulakum does apply to the Kusim. And Stam Yenam does not apply. Why? So if Stam Yenam would have been Nigzar mainly because of Chashash Nisuch, so we understand because the Kusim were not of the Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah seems to say that the main motivation for the Gzeira de Rabbanan of Stam Yenam was really because of intermarriage. And then Taisa explains, they threw in an Issa Hanoa by Pasakam and Bishlachman and something else about Achila. What is Mutaba Hanoa? Why is it that by Stam Yenam, if the Nochri is Menasach the wine for Avodah Zarah, then it's also Hanoa? That's if he's menasach et lavad izar. But if it's Stam Yenam, we don't know one way or the other. He probably was not menasach et lavad izar. So why do we asa bahanoah? If it's only asa because of chashash chasnus, because of mishum b'reisem, because it may lead to intermarriage, so it should be mutamanoah, just like bishalakam and pasakam. So that's what Tosfos explains on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. There was an additional consideration of chashash nisuch because of the chashash nisuch alone. The Chachamim would not have introduced an Issa. That's insufficient cause to introduce an Issa on Stam Yenam. But because they asked the Yain because of Chasnus and maybe to intermarry, so they threw on top of the Issa Shtiyas HaYayin and they added on the Issa Hano also because of the additional consideration of Chashash Nisuch. So it's very strange over here. Taisus is ignoring the whole Chashash of Chasnus. It's saying Pasakam in Bishulakam is also because of Chasnus, so that does apply to Kusim. But because the main reason for the Stam Yenam is because of Chashash Nisuch, and the Kusim were careful not to worship Avodah Zarah, so that's why they never asked their Yayin. Very strange. Very strange. All right. Taisa has no choice. That's what it would appear over here. That's what it seems over here. Then Taisa has another problem. There's a famous Gemara Chulin Davov, where the Gemara says Rav Meir was Goyzer on the Kusim. We treat the Kusim like Goyim. So how are you allowed to drink their wine? If they're like Goyim, so you should say that it should be Stam Yenam. So Taisa says, this machlekes hatanaim, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, and this Tosefta, this famous brisa, this is Kodem HaGzeira. Rav Meir lived a whole lifetime. The Gzeira that he made against the Kusim wasn't when he became Bar Mitzvah. That was when he was 75 years old. So he said this Shita Nimar, this Tosefta was when he was 50 years old. This is before he made that declaration. And later in life, when he sent his Talmidim to spy on the Kusim to see what's doing, and they discovered that they're worshipping a Demus Yoyna, a Hagrizim, so at that time, the Reb Meir declared, we should treat the Kusim like a Nochrim L'chol Devrayim, and you're not allowed to drink the wine at all. But this is Kodem HaGzeira, okay. And Tosefta gives a few other suggestions over here. So this is just to touch up the case, what's going on over here. So you have a case here. Halkeach yayim ben akusim. The wine is kosher, but it's tevel. The wine is kosher, but it's tevel. It's tevel. We have a din of demai that if you buy food from an am haaretz, so we are choshed the am haaretz that they're not mafresh ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. But we're not choshed then that they're not mafresh truma gedolah. That's how the Gemara explains in the end of Soita, when the Mishnah records this historical takana. Towards the end of the period of Baisheni, the Tanaim prohibited the Demai. They declared you can't trust the Am Haaretz with respect to Afroshes Maisris. But on Trumas, there was never any Chashash. So what's over here, the story by the Kusim? The kusim we don't trust at all, even when it gets to Truman. We don't trust that they're marfish anything. So Tyson wants to know why not. But the Gemara says that the kusim used to observe everything that it says in Chumash. So it says in Chumash you have to be marfish, Trumas, and Mises. Torah Shebichsav they did follow. So why don't we assume that they were mafresh to Mr. Maisus? So Taisus says at the end, the last line in the Taisus, no, if you read the Chumash Kipshuto, so the whole mitzvah of HaFrosh is to Mr. Maisus only applies to the farmer. So in the Chumash it only says, if you buy tevel from somebody else, so the simple reading of the Chumash implies that you're not chayvin Trumas and Maisus. This is only Takana de Rabbanim, that Lokuach is Potter. So we had two opinions in the Taisvis on Chav Gimel and Beis. We had three opinions in Taisvis. When does the Ptur Lokuach apply in our Torah? That the Chiv Trumas and Maisus is only with the Rabbanim. So one opinion is that only applies if Lokuach, if you bite before Miruach, if you bite after Miruach, the Yisra Tebel already said in, and Lokuach doesn't pater. The other opinion is just the reverse. Rabbi Natam holds Lokuach only paters if you bought it after Miruach. If you buy it before Miruach, then it's not Lokuach. When you do the Miruach, then you become a Chuyiv, you're the Bailam. And the third opinion in Tosis and the Rishonim was that Lokuach is always pater. So that's what they held. They held like the third opinion in Tosis, the Kusim. They held that the Lokuach is never Chaim Shumas Maisis. So they would sell their food to Jewish people, and they would never be mafresh Trumas and Maisus. But there's something before Miruach, after Miruach, they would never be mafresh. They held like that opinion that even if there is, even if that opinion is not correct, but that was what the Kusim held. They also darshim psukim. They also darshim psukim. They darshim psukim. They thought that with their drushes were pshuto shamik. Okay, so they felt that they're following Torah Shebichsav. So that's the setup over here. I'm buying wine from the Kusim. And the wine is kosher. Even if the Kusim are non-Jews, the wine is kosher, apparently, because they were never Goyzer. That's how Taisi suggests. But even if they are Jewish, they're not Mafresh Trumas and Maisus. They're not even Mafresh Truma. Unlike the Am Haaretz, who's Mafresh Truma, but he's not his kosher ala Maisus. The Kusim are not Mafresh anything, because they stick to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and they think that it says in the Chumash that Lakuch is not Chayim, and they don't recognize the Takana Derabon. They don't think that there's any need to make any takanas d'rabbanim. The rabbis have no right to make any takanas d'rabbanim. They're not goris any Torah Shabbat Peshem. So again, so lekech yaim ben akusin, and it's late on Erev Shabbos, and he has to run to shul. He's late for shul, so he doesn't have time to be mafresh trumas and maisers now. So if he's not mafresh trumas and maisers, he's not allowed to drink it on Shabbos. So he can't drink the wine. So what's he going to say kiddush over? He needs wine for Kiddush. He wants to drink wine in all of his meals. So he makes a declaration in advance of Shabbos. He says, after Havdalah, Matzoy Shabbos, I will pour out 2% as Truma Gedoyla. Shnei Lugim Shani Yosel LaHafish. He has 100 units, apparently. So Shnei Lugim is 2%. 2 out of 100 is 1 out of 50. That's how the Mishnah says that Mida Beinanis, Ayin Beinanis, Yemafrish 2%. If you want to be el stingy, so the Gemara says, so you give 1 out of 60. And if you want to be very generous, so you give 1 out of 40. It's not, we wouldn't recommend that you should give more than 1 out of 40. Not mechuyev, you give to other charity, that's too much. And you shouldn't be so cheap that you should give less than 1 out of 60. The halacha says, chitachas pateres is kolakri. This is quoted it before. The halacha says, chitachas pateres kolakri. But it's not right to do that. More correct is that you should give 1 out of 50. So the normal is that he's going to give 2%. So he says on Erev Shabbos as he's walking to shul, the 2% of the wine that he's going to leave over a lot of wine. He's not going to drink all the barrels of wine on Shabbos. So he says there's going to be plenty of wine left over on Matzoy Shabbos. The 2% that I'll pour into a container on Matzoy Shabbos, l'shem Truma Gedoyla, I hereby declare that those droplets of wine should already become Truma Gedoyla as of now. The 10% that I will designate on Matzoy Shabbos, 10% of the droplets of wine, wherever they are, all the wine is here. It's a davar shebol yoyla. When you koyre shem truma, koyre shem ma'aserishin, koyre shem ma'aserisheni, you have to be koveh amokim. You have to say exactly where it is. You can't just say 2% should become truma gedoyla. So he's koveh amokim. He says the 2% that I will pour into a container after Havdalah. He doesn't know where they are right now, but he's telling us which 2%. the 2% that are poured into a container after Havdalah, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to be mafrish trumas and maisus. That's a Mishnah. It's also in the Rabbanon. Ein mafrish and trumas and maisus be Shabbos of Yontif. So he says on Erev Shabbos, the 2% that I'll be mafrish on Motzei Shabbos, those droplets of wine should already become trumas doyle now. The 10% that I will designate on Motzei Shabbos as maiserishin, so those droplets of wine should already become maiserishin now. And the 9% that which I will designate on Motzei Shabbos as maiser sheni should already become maiser sheni now. So this is really based on Tanai. This is really based on Tanai. And every drop of wine, usually a Tanai is yes or no. He says, Hare Mukudeshusli, if it rains tomorrow, if it doesn't rain, Hare Yat Mukudeshusli. You get your share, you get a larger share in Eber HaYardim, Im Yavru Unisaten. If they help out in the war effort, then their plan, we'll follow their plan. If they don't help out, then we'll follow the original plan that the Rabban Shalom wanted. Everybody should get a share in Eretz Yisrael and next to it a share in Eber HaYard. So every Tanai is either yes or no. Let's say the man says, if I die from this sickness, the man is on his deathbed, he says, if I die from this sickness, I raise a gitach me'achsho. The get should be chal right now. He knows his wife will be skuka le'yavam, and his brother is amshukin, he's going to give the almana a hard time regarding the chalitza. So the husband wants to relieve his wife from that aggravation. So he says, I raise a gitach emate mechoy le'zeh. If I die from this sickness, the get should take effect. So in every case of Tanai, it's totally, you have either yes or no. If I die, the get should be chal. If I don't die, the get should not be chal. Here also it's yes or no. It's yes or no on every drop of wine. I say, each in there are billions of drops of wine in the barrels of wine. So he says, on every droplet of wine, if this turns out to be one of the droplets of wine that'll go into the first container, I want it to be truma. If it doesn't turn out to be one of those that'll go into the first container, should not be truma gedoyla. If it goes into the second container, that's for my sirisha. Goes into the third container, that's going to be for Maiser Sheni. So hereby declare that it should be Maiser Sheni as of now. And if it doesn't turn out to be one of the droplets of wine that'll fall in, so it should not become Maiser Sheni, it should not become Maiser Rishon. So really, the Tanai over here is also yes or no. And every droplet of wine, he says yes or no. If it'll be poured into the first container, should be Truma, it will not be poured in the first container, should not be. But after you add up the whole sum total of the whole story, so what you have is, it's not really yes or no at the end of the day. It's yes or yes. It's that he is mafresh truma. Just the question whether the truma is chal on these droplets of wine or those droplets of wine. Do the maiserishim is chal on this or on that? Because he said this tonight, yes or no, yes or no, and every single droplet of wine. So it turns out that the two tzedodim and the sofek are yes or yes. Will the truma gedolei be chal on these droplets or on those droplets? So that's not similar to B'nei Godem Ne'ruvim. B'nei Godem Ne'ruvim was a toss-up, yes or no. What was told of Yaimid? We're going to determine whether yes or no, whether they will, if there will be Kiyam Atanai, then they get Eber HaYarden and they forego Eretz Yisrael. And Lo Yavro, if they don't help out in the war effort, we're going to scrap the new plan that they suggested, and we'll go according to the old plan. All the Yud Beishuatim get a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. In parallel to it, they get a Chelik in Eber HaYarden. So that's the Shaila in the Tanoi. Is this so dissimilar to the Tanai B'nei Godem Ne'ruvim that it just doesn't work at all? And if you hold Ein Breira, if you hold Yesh Breira, it's a Tanai like every Tanai. A Tanai like any Tanai in the world. So the Tanai is a valid Tanai. So whatever droplets of wine will fall into the first container, they'll pour into the first container after Shabbos is over. That'll turn out that those were Truma all along from the very beginning. Whatever will be poured into the second container will be Maisa Rishon. Whatever will be poured into the third container will be Maisa Sheni. Yeah. And the way the other Tanaim say, Ein Breira, it's so dissimilar to Tanai B'nei Godem Ne'ruvim. So therefore what? It's so dissimilar. So why don't you say, what should you say? Tanai Batla Maisa Kayim. So how can you say, Tanai Batla Maisa Kayim? What are you going to say? Let's say, the man says, Harei Mekudesh Esli, if it snows tomorrow. And he didn't say a Tanai Kofel. So at least he said, Harei Mekudesh Esli. So he said, Tanai Batla Maisa Kayim. He didn't formulate the Tanai according to the rules and regulations of Tanai, which are derived from Parshas B'nei Godem Ne'ruvim, so the Tanai is not valid. Over here also, he didn't formulate it properly. So what are you going to say? The Tanai is batel on the Maisa Kayim. So what's the Truma? What's going to be the Truma? If you say it's so dissimilar to the Parsha B'nei Godem Ne'ruvim, so then you say such a Tanai is not covered with the Parsha, it's too dissimilar. So therefore what? So the whole thing doesn't work. That's what the Gemara says. The whole hasna doesn't work. So the whole thing is tevel. Everything is tevel. He's not allowed to drink any of the wine on Shabbos. In chutz lords, we have a kula oichel v'hoylach v'achkach mafrish. Achalos chutz lords, on shumas chutz lords, the din is you can eat a lot of the food that's tevel, provided you leave something over after Shabbos is over, and then you'll be mafrish to megdoyle ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni after Shabbos. So you'll be mafrish chala after Shabbos is over. But that kula doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. Even if one should assume, the way the Rambam assumes, that shumas ma'aser is only the Rabbanon, but it's not the same low din the Rabbanon. There are different levels of din and the Rabbanon. All the din and the Raisa on the same level. Some have Koris, some have Yisrael, some just have a love. But if it's the Raisa, din and the Rabbanon, you have different levels of din and the Rabbanon. So Chalas Chutz Lortz, Tevel B'Chutz Lortz is a lower level of a din the Rabbanon. The Gemara has a whole list of kulas regarding Chalas Chutz Lortz. But Truma and Eretz Yisrael, even if you should assume that it's only the Rabbanon Bizman Hazeh, that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. That even Dovnut Tirish V'Yitzer in Eretz Yisrael today is only mid the Rabbanon, like the Rambam's opinion. But still, this kula doesn't apply. The Reichel of Ha'el Flachach Mafish doesn't apply. So he has to be Kurashem, and the Truma has to be Chal before. The Truma, the Ma'aserish, and Ma'asher, everything has to be Chal before he's going to be able to drink it.
That kula isn't
That's a discussion in Achrayim. The Mishkan Es Yankiv has some Achrayim think that it's based on Breira. Nah, most of them say it's not based on Breira. It's not a din of Breira. It would have been Breira if he would have said in advance, let's say before Shabbos, he would have said, the challah that I'll, whatever cookies I'll designate after Havdalah is challah. I hereby declare there should be challah now. But he never said a word before Shabbos began. He never said anything. It doesn't have to be Dafke Shabbos. On the weekdays also, he can do it on the weekdays too. He never said anything in advance. So true, sometimes we even say Huvra Dover LaMafreya when there was no Hasno. That's what Tosis is going to point out. In the big Tosis on Chavim Adays, there are two different types of Brera. One Brera is Achim Shecholku, six lines from the top of Chavim and Aleph, where Achim Shecholku is Machlegs, but the Vakuchasim. Or Yorshim Hen. So then no one said anything in advance. No one made any hasno in advance. So that's still a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes amarayim had a paskin. But the yesh breir ein breir. So we'll have to go into that, yeah. But by the shnei lugin, but the oichel b'holach v'akach mafrish and chalos chutz lords, that's not really based on breir. He never made a hasno in advance. So it can't be based on breir. That breir should work without making hasno is in rare cases. It's a very rare case. We'll have to discuss those cases. Yeah, Taisis just fills in all the information over here. What do you mean? Shnei Lugin Shani Yosel Lahamshi has 100 units of, has 100 barrels of wine. So he says 2 barrels of wine, 2 out of 100 should be, 1 out of 50 in other words, Echem HaChamishim should be Truma Gedoyla. And then he says 10 should be Ma'aser Rishon, 9 should be Ma'aser Sheni. Why should 10 be Ma'aser Rishon? So Tosis has two opinions. That's a very important Tosis. The little Tosis, Asora Ma'aserishon. So the first opinion of Tosis is Lav Dafka Asora V'Tishon. Once you take out 2 units from 100 for Truma Gedola, so you're left with 98 units. So 1/10 of what's left is 9.8. It's not really 10 barrels. So you're not supposed to be mafrish 10 barrels of wine for Ma'aserishon. You're supposed to be mafrish 9.8 barrels. Then when you take 98 and you subtract 9.8, so what are you left with? If you take 98 and you subtract 9.8, so you're left with 88.2? No? I think so. 88.2. So you have to be mafrish maisa sheni, or maisa ani, whatever year it happens to be. If it's the third year or the sixth year, it'll be maisa ani. The other 4 years, it'll be maisa sheni. So then you're mafrish, what do we say? It's going to be 88.2, so you'll be mafrish 8.82. You're not going to be mafrish 9. It's almost 9 for maisa sheni. It's almost 10 for Ma'aser Rishon. So Tosfos says, but it's inaccurate. When it says in a Mishnah, in a Tosefta, he's mafrish 2 units, shnei lugin shani yosel lahafrish is truma gedola, and 10 units is Ma'aser Rishon, 9 units Ma'aser Sheni. The Tosfos says that's not really accurate. It's not supposed to be 10. You cannot donate more. Truma, you can donate more. The din is you can give either chita achas, or you can give 99.99%. How is it? Kol garna truma lo yomer v'lo klum. If you declare, I want to give everything to the kohen, I don't want to leave anything over. So the Mishnai say that that's not valid because you have to have reishis shesherei nikarim. You have to leave something over. So the Chachamim were Meshayer, they said normal is to give 1 out of 50. But whatever you give will become Truma Gedoyla. So if you give 2 units, you're only left with 98 units of Tevo after taking out the 2 units of Truma Gedoyla. So the Maris Rishon should be 10% of what's left and the Maris Sheni should be 10% of what's left after taking out the Maris Rishon. That's the first opinion in Tosfos. Then the second opinion, Tosfos says, V'yesh Meforshim, De'ein HaMaisa Mismayim Mishum Truma Gedoyla. Even the chitachas pateras hasakri. Since theoretically the din is chitachas pateras hasakri, so it could have taken on 100 units. He could have taken mamish chitachas. Chitachas does make a dent at all. So then the 10% of ma'aser rishon is 10% of what it could have been theoretically if he would have given chitachas. Just because he decided, just because the farmer decided to be a decent fellow and to give 2 units, 2 full percent. Of everything that he has, he didn't have to give all of that in our Torah. He could have gotten away with chitachas. So that's the second opinion of Tosfos, that we calculate the amount of ma'aser rishon. Hamarbe b'ma'aseris is not chal. If you marbe b'truma gedola is chal, you can give more than 2%. You can give 5%. Give 99%. Give 99.99%. You can't give 100%. You have to have shiurei nikor. But ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni, you can't give more than 10%. So the second opinion of Tosfos is not that we allow you to give 10% for ma'aser rishon. No, you're mechuyev to give 10%. We can't allow you to give. If you're only mechuyev to give 9.8, so we wouldn't permit you to give 10. So, but the second opinion holds that since mi'ikar adin deraisa chitach es pateres es sakri, so you could have gotten away with giving a mashuhu and wouldn't have made a dent at all. So then you have to determine how much ma'aser rishon you're giving, how much ma'aser sheni, based on how much Truma Gedoyla you could have given, not on how much Truma Gedoyla you actually gave. So those are the two opinions in Tosfos. That's a fundamental machlekes harishonim. Those two opinions are very important. But ma'aser sheni, that for sure, is 10% of what's left after you gave the ma'aser rishon. Ma'aser sheni is 10% of what's left after giving ma'aser rishon. That's why there's a problem. The Malbim, in his commentary on Chumash at the end of Chumash Vayikra, quotes an opinion from the Sefer Yireim that although the obligation to be mafresh trumas and maisris is only minatera and dog matirish v'yitzar, and all the other fruits and vegetables, it's only the rabbanon. So he says that's only truma gedola maisir rishon. But maisir sheni, you mechuyev minatera and everything. Chol maisir is mizera hatz mipi hoetz kodesh l'Hashem. That's the pasuk. Kodesh l'Hashem. What maisir is kodesh l'Hashem? Maisir sheni. So that pasuk in the end of b'chol kaisa goes on maisir sheni. Chol maisir hatz mizera hatz mipi hoetz. Sounds like everything and anything. Anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yireim is of the opinion that Ma'aser Sheni is the Raisa on Yerek and everything. But the Gemara says Ma'aser Yerek is the Rabbanon. That's Yerek is the Rabbanon because it's not Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah. So that goes on Truma Gedoyla or Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Sheni is the Raisa on everything. So what do you mean Ma'aser Sheni? So how do you visualize that? I have 100 bushels of potatoes. So I give 2 bushels as Truma Gedoyla. Now how many bushels do you give as Ma'aser Rishon? Is 2 days in Tosfos, whether 9.8 or 10. 2 days in Tosfos. And what are you going to give is Ma'aser Sheni? So the Tanoim always say you give 10% of what's left after giving Ma'aser Rishon. Tisha Ma'aser Sheni, it says. But over here, if you say that Ma'aser Sheni is the Raisa by potatoes in the Truma Gedoyla, Ma'aser Rishon is only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. And the only thing that's the Raisa is Ma'aser Sheni. So you can't call it Ma'aser Sheni. So you should give 10% of everything. Nobody gives, you don't give 10%. You only give 9%. According to the second day in Tosfos, you give 9%. According to the first day, you give 10% of what's left after having taken out the 2%. You give 9.8 for the Ma'aser Rishon. You're going to give 8.82 for the Ma'aser Sheni. But according to the Yireim, that's their Raisa, the Truma Gedoyla, the Ma'aser Rishon is not their Raisa, so you should give 10% of the whole thing. It's Akasha, no? Akasha. Unless they say that the Yireim thinks like the Ravid. I think we spoke about it. The Ravid is of the opinion. The Ravid has Hasogis on the Balamor. That's called Kasuv Sham. Every paragraph he writes Kasuv Sham. It says in the Balamor, and he quotes the Hilon Becharusa with the Balamor. So they wrote Hasagas on each other's svar. So the Balamor has Hasagas on the Ravid's Balei HaNefesh, and the Ravid has Hasagas on the whole Sefer Hamor. So usually in Hasagas, either he says that it's wrong, or he says that if it's good, he says he stole it from me. He has something to say about every piece on the Balamor. So the Hasagas are printed in the Sefer Kasuv Sham. So in the end of Chulin, the Sefer Kafta Vaferach, he quotes a Hasaga from the Sefer Kasuv Sham that we don't yet have. We don't have the whole manuscript of the Kasuv Sham. Parts of it are missing. So the end of Chulin has been missing for many years, but in the Kafta Vaferach he quotes it, that the Ravid writes that true, the obligation to be mafresh trumas and maisris on potatoes and vegetables is only the Rabbanim, but he says if you mafresh it, it's chal min ha-toyro. It's a big chiddush. So the Yireim has to agree with that Ravid, because the Yireim says that maisris sheni is the raisa on potatoes. Maisris yerek is only the Rabbanim goes on trumas gedola maisris rishon, but maisris sheni is the raisa. So what do you mean? So how do you call it maisris sheni? So you should be mafresh 10% of everything that you have. It's tevel. It's not tevel atovel truma gedola. It's not tevel atovel maaser rishon. It's a funny shita. It's only tevel atovel maaser sheni. The maaser kodesh. It should be mafresh 10%. So how come we only give either 8.82% or we give 9%? The two opinions in this little taste are sorry. So the answer is, even though you're not chayiv, according to the Reim, even though you're not chayiv to be mafresh truma or maaser rishon on the potatoes menatora, but if you mafresh it, it is chal. And then the Maaser Sheni comes last. Maaser Sheni comes after the Maaser Rishon. So then you only give 8.82, or you give 9%. Whatever, the two opinions. So this is a fantastic din, before you get to the topic of Breira. This is a fantastic Mishnah, a Tosefta, and Mai over here. Either the Kusim were already considered non-Jews from day number one. Kusim Ger Arai is non-Jews, but they never prohibited their wine. That's a funny way of looking at life. They asa their pitam and their bishalakam and pasakam does apply, because that's a hashash because of intermarriage. But they never asa the yayin, because the yayin is not because of intermarriage. The yayin is only because of a hashash nisach. It's aleim loha you ovdim kemob bizman bais rishon. Bizman bais rishon, they did worship Abed Azar. So you have this fantastic Mishnah, that the Mishnah sounds like it says whether the kusim are Jewish or non-Jewish, which was debated, an ongoing debate by the Tanoim, that the Kusim are Jewish and non-Jewish, but the wine is kosher. But it's not gemaisut, even Truma Gedolah, they're not mafresh. You can't rely on them on anything, because they follow the Pshut Shal Mikra, that Lakuach is not Chayim min Ater. Fine. So whatever you buy from the Kusim, you have to be mafresh. The fellow buys a Lakiach Haim Ben HaKusim, he buys it late on Erev Shabbos, right before Ben HaShemashes, and he doesn't have a chance to be mafresh, to start pouring out the Truma Gedolah Maiserishin, Maaser Sheni in different containers. So he makes a declaration in advance of Shabbos. Na'ilugin shani yosel laharfrish, the 2% that I'll pour into the first container after Havdalah should now already become, now on Erev Shabbos should become Truma Gedolah. And the 9% and the 10% should become Maaser Rishon. The 9% should become Maaser Sheni. That's what Tosafot is not sure about the percentages, whether it's really 10 or it's 9.8, and whether the 9 is really 9 or 8.82. 2 days in the little Tosafot, Asar and Maaser Rishon. So then what? So Rameir says that it's legitimate. B'shoyse miyad, he can drink the wine on Erev Shabbos, and then on Motzoi Shabbos, he has to start pouring the Truma Gedolah and Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Sheni. What is the word of Mechel B'shoyse miyad? What does that mean? He's mafrish, he's koreshem on the Truma Gedolah and Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. He says, Shani Yosef Lahafrish, if he's not going to be Kaveh Amokim, so it's not Chal. So that's the Kviyas Mokim. He says, which droplets of wine should become Truma Gedolah? So he designates those droplets which I will pour into the first container after Abdullah, the 2%. So those droplets already should become Truma Gedolah now. Those droplets that I'll pour into the second container that's going to be L'shem Maaser Rishon, it should already be Maaser Rishon now. And so on. So how do you translate Umeichel? So Tosis quotes a Rashi that we do not have. Tosis quotes the Rashi, Pirish Ben Kuntris. We have the first half of the Rashi. The difficult line of Rashi that Tosis attacks, we do not have. So Rashi says, Mechal means you're mechalel, you're poyder maaser sheni. In order to be allowed to eat maaser sheni chutz Yerushalayim, you have to be poyder. Otherwise, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and need it the kedusha of the tahara. So Mechel v'shoisim miyad means he's paid in the Maaseh Sheni ready now. And then Tosfos quotes a Rashi who adds on, v'shoisim b'loy hafrosha. Then there's no need to do any hafrosha. On Matzoi Shabbos, he'll only have to do the hafrosha on the Trimugdor l'Maaseh Rishon. He won't even have to do the hafrosha on the Maaseh Sheni, because he was already paid in the Maaseh Sheni. Tosfos says it's impossible. How can that be? What do you mean? He says the 9% or the 8.82%, however you'll understand it, the 9% that I'll pour into the third container, first container is going to pour 2% for the Magdala, second container is going to pour 10% for Maaseh Rishon, third container is going to pour 9% or 8.82% for the Maaseh Sheni. And if he doesn't pour it on Matzoi Shabbos, so the whole Kriya Shem wasn't Chal on Erev Shabbos. This is based on the Parsha of Tanai. Im Yavru Nesatan, Lo Yavru Lo Nesatan. So if he never pours the wine into the third container on Matzoi Shabbos, the Maaseh Sheni was never Chal. So what does Rashi say over here? He should be paid in the Maaseh Sheni already now, and once he's paid, Shoyse B'loi HaFrosh, and now there's no longer any need to be Mafrish on Matzoi Shabbos. How can that be? But the whole HaFrosh was Alat Tanai. There was no Kviyas Makom. Whenever you're Mafrish, Shemagdoi L'Maaseh Rish, Maaseh Sheni, you always need a Kviyas Makom. So where's the Kviyas Makom over here? All the wine, droplets of wine are floating around together in the big barrel. So the Kviyas Makom, as he says, the droplets that I'll pour on Matzoi Shabbos into the first container should already become Truma Gedolah now. He doesn't know where they are, but that's the Kviyas Makom. Whichever ones will turn out to be on Matzoi Shabbos, those droplets should become Truma Gedolah now. But if you're going to tell me he never has to do the third Afrasha, so he never was Mekayim the Kiyam Atanai, so there never was a Kviyas Makom. So that's ridiculous. So it cannot be what Rashi said. Maybe he means Mechalel, fine, he's paid in the Maaseh Sheni. But it doesn't gain him anything. It still has to pour into the three containers. He can't say Shoyse B'loi HaFrosha. He can't say he spares himself now that he was paid in the Maaseh Sheni. So the Maaseh Sheni is not a problem. Just has to pour Truma Gedolah L'Maaseh Rishon on Matzoi Shabbos. Doesn't have to pour the third one. There can't be. So maybe Mechel means Mechalel, but you don't really save that much by being paid in the Maaseh Sheni on Erev Shabbos. So Tez doesn't like the hope shot. Doesn't think that it's correct. So what does it mean? Ella mechal pirish maschil. Mechal v'shoyse miyad. He can sit down right away and start drinking the wine because he already was kurishem and all of trimagdala ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. Mechal means maschil. Fine. So you don't need the whole word. Mechal. You should just say tisha ma'aser sheni v'yoshev v'shoyse miyad. Could have said v'yoshev v'shoyse miyad. Why does it say maschil v'shoyse miyad? I don't know. That's a one pshat. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan as another pshat. Mechal means mehel. Sovech mohol bamoyim. The pasuk in Yeshayim, Chazon Yeshayom. Sovech mohol bamoyim means that they didn't drink, the wine was so sharp, it didn't taste good unless they would make it with a mezige. He used to mix in water that it should taste better. So mechal means he mixes in the water, mohel. He mixes in a little water and he drinks it while it was also. So what does the Mishnah have to tell me that he's mixing in the water for? Drink the wine however you want to drink it. You want to mix in water. You want to mix in punch. Do whatever you want. Very strange. The other pshatim are very strange. Maschil is a funny way of saying it. Umaschil v'shoyse miyad. I would have written v'yoshe v'shoyse miyad. Or the other pshat, he does the mezige. What's the significance of saying he does a mezige? Very strange. So that's why Rashi said Mechal means Mechalel. He's paid in the Maaseh Sheni. But what does he gain by being paid? He's still going to have to have a Hafrosha. He can't say Shoyse B'loi Hafrosha. Still going to need a Hafrosha. So we're not sure. Okay, we're not sure with the word Mechal. Fine. So again, so the Mishnah that Tosefta give you, Rameh is the Pin, Rameh holds Yesh Breir. Rameh holds that this is a Tanai, the same as B'nei Gadim Neiruvin. Even though it's not the same, because over here we know the two alternatives are yes and yes. It's not like B'nei Gadim Neiruvin, if they help in the war effort, they get their plan will replace the original plan. If they don't help, then we go according to the original plan. We scrap their plan. Over here, we know for sure it's being mafresh to Magdala, Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni. Just don't know on what, on which droplets of wine. So it's not exactly similar to the Tanai B'nei Gadim Neiruvin, but it's sufficiently similar. The Rameh says it's covered with the dinim of tonight. It's also chal. This afrash is chal midin tonight. The two kinds of tonight. There's a tonight of him and tonight me'achshav. So this is tonight me'achshav. He wants to be allowed to drink the wine during Shabbos. if he would say, I want to designate the wine on Matzoy Shabbos, whatever wine I'll pour into the first container should become Truma Gedola, if and when I'll pour it in the first container. That's not a Shaila Brera. If you say you want the Truma Gedola to become Chal, when it'll be Mavura, you want the Maaser Rishon to be Chal when it'll be Mavura, so everybody agrees that that's that means you being Mafresh Truma Lachazman. You can postpone the Chalos, that's L'chola days. That wouldn't be a Machleik Satanon. The reason why it's Machleik is because he wants it to be Chal Mafreya. So you can't be Chal unless you have a Kviyas Makam. You have to know which droplets of wine are being Chal as a Truma Gedola. So he says, whatever I'll designate on Matzoy Shabbos should already be Chal now. So you want the Chalos to take effect right now, and Adobe She'ena Mavura. So that's the Machleikis HaTanayim. Is that legitimate? Is that sufficiently similar to Bnei Gadim Neiruven that can work Lemafreya? That such a Tanai, it means a Tanai Me'achshav. He wants the Truma to be Chal now on those droplets of wine, even though he doesn't know which the droplets are now. It'll only be Mavura later. If he says, I want it to be Chal later, after it'll be Mavura, then the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, in Perek Meruba, that's not totally in Breira. Everyone would agree that would be Chal. But here he wants it Me'achshav to be allowed to drink the wine on Shabbos. So Ramea says it's good, it's legitimate, and this is called Yesh Breira. This is governed with the rules of Tanaim. And the other three Tanaim say it's not acceptable. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon all say Oisrim, it's not acceptable. So why not? So the Pashup Shat is not acceptable because we say Ein Breira. And that's exactly the Machlokes HaTanaim. So the Amoraim confronted Rava. Who is it? Rav Sharshi confronted Rava. Rava said it doesn't make a difference Tal v'das Atzman, Tal v'das Achem. Whenever it's a case of Breira, it's a machlekes with the Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. So Rav Sharshi thought that he showed a stir in Tanoim, shows a stir in Rav Yehuda with the Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. So Rava answers on the top of the next daf, no. Amalei, on the top line on Chavav and Aleph. Amalei. So Rav is answering these kashas. He says, Bein l'Rav Yehuda, Bein l'Rav Shimon, Lashon Tal v'das Atzman, Tal v'das Achem. No, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim, the reason why they don't permit you to make such a Tanai is not because they hold Ein Breira. They also hold Yesh Breira. They also agree that Yesh Breira. The reason why I say it's no good is the difference in Chashin and Shami Baka Hanot. Who says that the barrel, he says the 2% that I'll designate on Mitzoy Shabbos after Havdalah is Truma Gedolah, should already become Truma Gedolah now. 10% should already become Maaser Rishon now. Who says that the barrels of wine will last till after Shabbos? Are there any barrels from the days of Adam Rishon? There are no barrels of wine from the days of Adam Rishon. So every barrel that was man-made disappeared. The Swiss Alps is still around. That's still here from the days of Adam Rishon, we assume. But there are no barrels from the days of Adam Rishon. So every barrel in the world, every dish in the world, when you get married, so you're going to get the dishes and you're going to get glasses. After 10 years, you won't have one dish and one glass that's from the original set. Everything will be smashed. It's not shayach. So the shayla is, that's a vadois, it's going to be smashed. So the shayla is, do you have the right to assume that the barrel is going to last till after Shabbos? Can you predict what you're going to say? Shtelach chazakah, the barrel, the Mishnah says later on the next daf, Hashalech get, and maybe get Medina Sayyam. Here the Mishnah Chav Chesem and Aleph. A man sends a get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael, Medina Sayyam doesn't make a difference. And the husband is an old man, he's already 65 years old. And the shliach delivers the get. Does he have the right to assume the husband is still alive? Maybe the husband died. Maybe the wife is an almana. Who says that the wife is a grusha? Maybe she's an almana, she has to worry about chalitza. So the Mishnah says, when the shliach gives the get, he gives it the cheska shehu chai. He has the right to assume the husband is still alive. A man sends a chatos from Medina Sayyam. The chatos shemesa by leho, you're not allowed to be makriv. So if they took the shliach a few months till he arrived in Yerushalayim, how does he know that he has the right to be makir v'chatos? Maybe the balachatos died already. It's chatos shemesa by leho. So the answer is, makriv v'nosa b'chesko shehu chayim. You have the right to assume that the man is still alive. Or if a woman is married to a kohen, so she's permitted to eat truma. The husband goes on a business trip and he has no telephone, he has no contact with his wife. How does she know she's allowed to continue eating truma? Maybe the husband died. The answer is, we assume he's still alive. Yeah, you assume the person is still alive. That's only the Gemara says on Adaf on Chavches. That's only in the present. The woman has a shadow. She's still an Eishes Kohen. Is she allowed to eat truma? So we assume the husband is still alive. They can't have a shana in the Beis HaMikdash. Could they be makrib the chattas? Maybe the Bala chattas died already. We assume the cheska shuhukayim, the husband is still alive. But over here on Shabbos, I want to know, can I drink the wine? So can I drink the wine? Depends. Am I going to do a hafrosha matzoi Shabbos on the other barrel of wine? Who says the barrel of wine will last till after Shabbos is over? I mean, based on Chazak, I'm going to predict into the future that I see the barrel of wine is still here now. I'm taking out wine to drink on Shabbos afternoon. Who says the barrel of wine is going to continue to remain intact till after Shabbos? Chazak is only Shema Meis Loi Chashina, Shema Yomis Chashina. That's how the Gemara says on Daf Kav Kes. Chazak, he can never predict the future. Just know that in the present, nothing changed. Since yesterday, nothing changed. It's still status quo. But you can't predict the future. So that's what the Gemara says on the top of Chavav and Aleph, on the fourth line, Omru Lo, the Reb Meir, the three Tanoim who disagreed with Reb Meir, Reb Yud, Reb Yeser, Reb Shimon disagree, not necessarily because Oisrim, because they hold Ein Breru. No, the Yodim, they agree that Yesh Breru, but it could be the reason why they disagree is Yatam Oy, the Shami, Yibaka, Hano, the Nimtzes, the Shoset, Tvolam, and Mafreya. Don't you have to be concerned? How do you know that you'll ever have a Kiyama Tanai in the future? Maybe the barrel of wine will crack. We know that every barrel of wine, every barrel from Sheshes and Mebreshes cracks after a certain number of years. It's about those that they're all going to crack. A barrel usually doesn't crack within the first 25 times that you use it. It doesn't crack within the first 5 years. But after 5 years, it does crack. And once in a while, a brand new barrel also cracks. And since every barrel in the world is Aymed Lehi Baka, that's how the Rishonim add on. Every barrel in the world is Aymed Lehi Baka, and we can't predict the future based on the past. We can only say up until the very present, nothing changed. But I want to drink the wine on Shabbos afternoon based on the premise that the barrel is going to still exist on Matzoi Shabbos. How do I know it's still going to exist? So maybe that's why the other Tanaim disagree. Doesn't necessarily mean they disagree because they hold Ein Breira. Could be they disagree because they hold Chashin and Shemi Bokanot. So that's what the Gemara says. It's unclear. What is the reason for the three Tanaim who Aser? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Aser. Is it because Ein Breira? Because Shemi Yibaka Hanon. So that's a machlokes. Rav and Rabbi Sharshia. So this is one famous case. This is the famous case of Breira in the Gemara. The Gemara has the other famous case, Korban Pesach. In order to eat the Korban Pesach, has to be Lemenuyah. You have to be one of the Memunim on the Korban Pesach. So the father has a whole family with 9 children, and he says he's going to make a contest. Which child is going to reach Yerushalayim first? He's going to shech the Korban Pesach, only having in mind, he's going to shech the Korban Pesach sometime in our Pesach in the afternoon. And each one of the children is going to get to Yerushalayim by hook or by crook. Some of them are going to ride by bicycle. Some are going to hitch a ride. Some are going to walk. Whatever. Some of them are going to get a ride by car. Everyone is going to figure out how he's going to come to Yerushalayim. And the father says, I'm only Mishatef in the Korban Pesach. That child is going to come first to Yerushalayim. He doesn't know which one is going to win the contest. So at the time that he shechts the Korban Pesach, could be that nobody arrived in Yerushalayim yet. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Could be none of the children arrived. So how do you know at 3 o'clock who is the Mimunah on the Korban Pesach? Well, he said whoever is going to come first to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara, that's like a man tells the Sefer, write a get. I can't afford to have 2 wives. I just lost my job. Can't afford to maintain 2 wives. He wants to divorce one of the 2 wives. And he says, I have 2 wives with the same name. So the Gemara said, that's an issue of Breira. At the time the get is written, it has to be written the Shema. We don't know which of the 2 wives. So he said, it's going to be determined later which one of the 2 wives the get was written the Shema. So over here also, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, the father is going to be shechting the Korban Pesach, and he says, I only have in mind that child from the 9 children is going to come first. None of the children arrive first. They're going to come later in the day. The Shkia is later. The Shkia is 7:30. Have another couple of hours to come. So whoever comes first is going to be the lucky one. He'll be Mamuna. So the Gemara says, that Mishnah seems to be assuming the Yesh Bereira. That Mishnah himself seems to be assuming Yesh Breira. But then the Gemara says, no, that Mishnah is stump tricky. What's the Lashon HaMishnah? Kimish Nichnas Rosh HaVerubo. The first child who came into Yerushalayim, let's say it's like in a, when they have a marathon. So sometimes it's clear and obvious who the winner is. He came in half a minute before everybody else. And sometimes Mamish knows and knows. The two people, Mamish Bevasachas. So the Mishnah says, whichever one of his nine children came, Rosh HaVerubo, into Yerushalayim. You have walls around Yerushalayim. Atkan has Kedushas Yerushalayim. Outside of the walls does not have. So whichever child entered Rosh HaVerubo into Yerushalayim first, Zocho, he's the lucky winner. And then it says, Umezake es Echov Imo. How do you translate that? Umezake es Echov Imo. So the Pasha Pshad means like this. The father shechted the Korban Pesach at 3 o'clock. And he says, I have nine children, it's a contest, whoever comes first, I'm going to have him in mind, he should be Mimuna. So one of the children comes, runs in first, comes in, arrives by the bicycle at 6 o'clock. And all the others come by 7:30. They're all there by Shkia. So the one who is the lucky winner, the one of the nine children who is the lucky winner, when all the others come, whoever doesn't make it, Yerushalayim can't eat Korban Pesach, okay? But they all made it. All the nine children made it. So after the one child gets a share in the Korban Pesach, the children don't get along with the parents. The father said, I only wanted to be one of my nine children. But then the children all get along with each other. So this child who won a share in the father's Korban Pesach, so he tells the other eight children, I'll be mamana you on my chelik. I'll divide my share among all nine of us. So each one will get a kazayis, nishgefela. That's a simple reading in the Mishnah. Zocha bechelko, whoever comes in first wins, he's the lucky winner. And then if he wants to, he can share his share of the Flesha, the Korban Pesach, with the other eight. So the Gemara says that's against the din. The father shechted the Korban Pesach at 3 o'clock. So after the Korban Pesach is already geshechted, only one of the nine children was the Mimuna. And the one who's Mimuna was based on Breira. One of the Mimuna based on Breira, and then the one who wins, the Mishnah seems to hold the Yesh Breira over there. And then the one who wins divides his share with the others. He can't become a Mimun on the Korban Pesach. That's the Gemara's Kasha. If you say the father was not Mimana, all the nine children, there's only Mimana, one of the nine, the winner. But the one who won, the winner, is going to share his portion with the other eight brothers and sisters. How can you become a Mimun on the Korban Pesach? You have to Shechita Batanan, it's a Mishnah in Psochim. Can only become a Mimuna on Korban Pesach ad sheyishochet. After it's nishchat, you can't become. So how do you translate that phrase in the Mishnah? Mezake esecho avimo. What does that mean? Mezake zocha bechelko. You understand based on prayer. Then a mezake esecho avimo. How can he share his portion with the other eight siblings? It's already lach hashchita. So the Gemara says, no, obviously that Mishnah is not based on Breira. The Mishnah just means the father really had in mind all the nine children. And he just said, let's make a contest. Let's see who's going to be. He wants them all to make it before Yontif. He doesn't want them to ride in on their bike on Leil Yontif. So he says, whoever comes first will be the lucky winner. Lucky winner of what? He wants all of his nine children to eat the Korban Pesach. Means a lucky winner. He'll win the contest, that's all. But all nine are going to get a share. He's mezak all of them. So there's no issue of Breira. That's how the Gemara says. So that Mishnah is not based on Breira. If it would have been based on Breira, and only one of the children wins, and then that child at 5:30 is going to divide his portion with the other eight. So that's against the din. The din is he can only become a mun on a Korban Pesach before the Shechita, not after. So these are two sources about Breira. One is Harein Shechel Pesach. So the Gemara says, if that would have been the case, if that's what he really meant to say, that would be a case of prayer. He didn't mean that. And one is the Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisris. Then the Gemara has the other case on the third line from the top of Chafei and the base. May Be'osam Ayamim. A man gives a get to his wife. He's on his deathbed. Has no children. He's married and he has no children. He doesn't want his wife to have the aggravation of going through the Chalitza, because his brother is not a normal guy. So he gives his wife a get. Gives his wife a get, so the wife can't stay in the house with the husband. They're not married anymore, so there's an Issa Yichud. So he wants to have his wife until an hour before he dies. And now before he dies, the Chevron Kaddish will be there, all the children will be there, there won't be a problem of Yichud. Shine. So he gives his wife a get, and he says, the get should take effect an hour before I die. Shoachas kodim misasim. So at the time that the get is chal, we didn't even realize it. The doctors can't tell you. They don't have any instruments whereby they can tell you he's going to die. He has another 3 hours to go, another 2 hours to go, another hour to go. They don't have such an instrument that they can tell you he's going to die in an hour. So after he dies, we look back in retrospect, we know when it was an hour before he died. He died at 4 o'clock, so the get was chal at 3 o'clock. But since at the time the get is going to be chal, it wasn't mevurar, so the Gemara considers that a problem of Ein Breira. This is not the same Ein Breira that we were talking about before. Ein Breira in the Mishnah by the get means the Sofer writes a get for one of the two wives, and at the time of the Ksivis get, it's not mevur what the nature of the chalos is. It's not mevur whether this is a get lishma for the gedoyla, or this is a get lishma for the ktano. Or, I'm a man of somebody in my Korban Pesach, at 3 o'clock when I shech the Pesach, I'm still not sure which of the 9 children is going to be Mamuna and which 8 are not going to be Mamuna. If that were the case, that would be an issue of Breira. You want one of the 9 people to be a Mamuna on the Korban Pesach, and at the time that you shech in Korban Pesach, it's not yet Mavurar, who is going to be the lucky winner? So if... Or Yemafis Trumas Amaisis. So you want the Trumas Amaisis to be Chal before Shabbos. You want to drink the wine on Shabbos. Alekeach Yayim Beit HaKusim. So you want to drink the wine on Shabbos, it has to, the Trumas Amaisis have to be Hufrash, have to be Chal before Shabbos begins. And before Shabbos begins, it's not yet Mavurar. He didn't pour the wine into the containers. So he's going to pour the wine after Havdalah. So you want the droplets of wine that will be Mavura later, you want them to be Chal Trum Gedolah, Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni, on Erev Shabbos at a time that it's Adayin Lo Mavura. You want to have a Chalois on a Dover She'ena Mavura, on the wine, or a Chalois for a person as Ena Mavura, a Get Lishma, or to be Memana somebody in the Korban Pesach, it's Ena Mavura at 3 o'clock, we're not sure who the person is. So the nature of the chalois is Eina Mavura. So that's the machloikis hatarai, whether yesh breira or ein breira. This case is not exactly the same. A man gives his wife a get that he wants to get to be chal an hour before he dies. We don't know when an hour before he dies is till after he dies. Then we look back in retrospect, he died at 4 o'clock. The get was chal 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock we didn't know that it's being chal. So the Gemara considers also, just like there's a machlokes hatanaim, whether yesh breira or ein breira, can you have a chalois chal on a dovah she'ena mevura, the chalois is ena mevura, some major aspect of the chalois is ena mevura. Here also, if the shas chalois is ena mevura, the get has to be chal mechaim, the ein get lahamis. And when is the get being chal? We don't know. We'll know after he dies, we'll ascertain when. If he says the get should be chal, if and when it rains. And starting from the rain. So that's not a problem of Breira. The get is chal when it starts to rain, when it starts to snow. That's Mavura. The Shas HaChalois is Mavura. But here he says, I want the get to be chal an hour before I die. So you don't know till an hour later when an hour before he died was. At the time of the Chalois, it's in a Mavura. So the Markans is also the same problem of Breira. So this is the Machloikis HaTanayim and the Machloikis HaMarayim and the Machloikis HaRishayim, where they say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. And that's the Taisva said, we had the Taisva yesterday, Chavdal and Amabes, Taisva quoted from the Gemara, that there's room to distinguish, even if you hold by Korban Pesach, and by Hafrashas Trumas and Maisris, and by the Shas Chalois Haget, even if you hold in Kola Tarkula Yesh Breira, there's room to say that when the Sefer writes the Get, Leizah She'etz HaGashenu, that's worse, that there's, in the area of the Shema, there's room to say that Yesh Breira is not going to help over there. Then it's because of Lolishma, it has to be Mavur. Fine. So there's room to distinguish. So these are all these are all cases of Breira where the person made a Tanai in advance, where his snow.
Right, if you don't know, that the Truma case is based on a Chashash Shemini Baka Hanod.
The Tanaim who disagree, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon don't necessarily disagree and hold Ein Breira, maybe they really hold Yesh Breira. But it's a different reason. Shemi Bakano.
Wouldn't it make more sense for a mayor who holds Chashinu Miyuta to be Choshesh for something, whether it's here a mayor's on the other side. It would make more sense for a mayor to agree with them.
It's a good kasha. So all of the, all the cases of Bereira that we're talking about, the case of the Shema is more common than the others. The Gemara had that svar. Tosis quotes it from the Gemara. There's room to say that lo v'lo lo l'chavato that by the Shema it's no good. So fine. So these are all cases of hisno melechatchila. He tells the sofer right again, lays and shares a gashen. He's mafresh truma ala tanai. He's memana somebody has carbon pesach. He doesn't know who it's going to turn out to be. He's mafresh truma some maizris. Then you have another case of Breira when it's lo hisno. What's that case? Achim shecholku. What's the halacha there? There's in Chumash there too. There's an institution of stei achuza and an institution of stei mikna. Stei achuza is when Yeshua Benun divided Eretz Yisrael l'sheva shechilku. So they divided Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim and l'mishpachas l'yichidim shoyin. So my great 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 grandfather got this soda, and then when he died, it goes birushin to his children. He had more than one child. So let's say when it comes shnas hayovel, so the chumash says whoever bought a sada from somebody else, if you have a stay mikne, if I bought a sada from someone else, I didn't get it birusha. So sada is chazus lebalein biyovel. What about a matona? Is a matona chazeris biyovel? So that's a machlokes hatanaim in the mishnah b'choris around daf nun aleph. Machlokes amir nachachamim. Whether matana kemecher, matana lav kemecher. If there is a kos, mecher is chayza b'yovel, what would you say about matana? The Gemara over here says, matana loy. I don't know why the Gemara have to take a stand. You're 10 lines from the top of Chofeim and Aleph. Gemara sticks in matana loy. Matana is irrelevant. Yerusha loy. Whenever you get the Torah's Yerusha, that's a steachuza. So whatever is steachuza is not chayza l'baylam b'yovel. I am the baylam. It's a steachuza by me. Only a stei mikne. It's chazal lebayl miyav. Matan is a machloikis. So the Gemara has a machloikis amaroim, which they presented as if it's totally in this ancient machloikis hatanaim. It's the same shaila. Ach mishacholku, a man dies and he leaves to yarshim, and it took him. So the first couple of years after the father died, they were bishutfis together, and then they decide they want to split. He wants to plant potatoes, and he wants to plant onions. Right? So they split. So he takes, the father had the whole North Dakota. So we divide North Dakota into two. So you take the eastern section, I take the western section. You become the potato czar of America, and I sell all the onions. So we're both making a living. So the shaila is, when we divide North Dakota into two, do you say yesh breira, do you say ein breira? What's the shaila, yesh breira or ein breira? Achim Shecholku, the father died, and we were shutvim together for a couple of years, and then we split up the shutvis. So if you hold Yesh Brere, then we're not Lekuchas. If you hold Ein Brere, then we're Lekuchas. What does that have to do with Brere? Here it's Lo Hisnu. Well, before the father died, he made a statement that whatever my children will decide about the Chalukas HaYerusha is okay with me. Who cares what he says? The father didn't make any statement. It's irrelevant. The father doesn't have to make any statement. What's the issue over here? The din is that if there's only one morish, if one person dies and has only one yoresh, so it goes birusha to the children. Let's say the father dies and has two children. They're going to split. They're going to divide it 50-50. So which 50% is going to go to this job, which 50% is going to go to that job? So they'll have a girl, they'll have a lottery, and they'll decide. Or they'll decide amongst themselves, Shai. He lives anyway in this area. He lives in Montana, he lives in South Dakota. So they'll divide it like that, according to the Bar Mitzvah, whatever states are adjacent over there. So they'll decide on their own. So the Shaila is, do you apply Breira there or not? What kind of Breira? See, the famous Sugya Breira that they started discussing based on the Mishnah is because the husband told the Sofer, Ksov Leze Sheretzah Gashena. He gave Tzivui HaBal Ala Tanai. He says, write a get. I want to divorce one of my two wives. I didn't decide which of the two wives yet. So since he tells the Sofer in advance, I may use the get for my older wife or for the younger wife, I didn't decide yet. So you write the get lishma, whichever wife I'll decide later. So that's hisna, okay? That's the same as making a shutif in the Korban Pesach and mafri zayin trumas and maizes, hisna. So that's a diyun, whether this is similar to Tanai ben Agadim and Reuven, or it's not sufficiently similar. If it's sufficiently similar, so it's governed with the rules and regulations of Tanai. Here we're not talking about a Tanai at all. So what's the shaykhis to Breira? We usually used to thinking that Breira is a Tanai that doesn't work, it's not sufficiently similar to Tanai ben Agadim and Reuven. So the answer is, you have to explain the machloikis hatanoi, whether yesh breir ein breir by hisno, depends on this machloikis. This is the original nekudas of machloikis. Can you say that it was oimed lekach all along? See, this is a, let's take a better example. The Gemara in Beitza, in the last parak on Daf Lamed Zayin, they give you all the cross references. So in Beitza, Daf Lamed Zayin, on the base, the Gemara there gives you another case where there's a machlokes bishamim beisil ababreira. So that's a better case. And based on that, we can understand this case of Achmash Shechokel. There is a din, if there's a mace in a room, so all the people in the room are tummy. Let's say this Shabbos, someone died on my floor on Shabbos morning. So we had boys coming from the yeshiva to eat by us, so we had to make sure that nobody was a kohen. What do you have to make sure no one is a kohen for? The door to the apartment is closed. The man who died, his door was closed. The answer is sof tumalotzes. The Chevek Kadisha came, he was a Jewish man. Chevek Kadisha came on Matzoi Shabbos, they have to have Havdalah to take the body out. So the whole of Shabbos, even though the door to the apartment where the mace is was closed and there's no Tumas Ohel, but that's called sof tumalotzes. That's a question whether that's a din deraisa or a din derabbanan, a halacha Moshe Mesin, whatever it is, it's a din on the books. It's nice like that. Sof tumalotzes. And Shulchan Aruch it says that sof tumalotzes, kohanim have to be careful not to come in contact with the sof tumalotzes. So that's why it turned out all the guests who were eating by us, none of them were kohanim. Okay. None of them were levim either. So there was no problem. There are some achrayim disagree. They say the whole din of sof tumalotzes only appears in Mishnayos in connection with Caleb. Mishnayos always say Kalim become tummy with sof tumalotzes. It never says people become tummy. So it could be that by kohanim there's bechlal no problem. But that in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch it says like that. There were those achrayim who disagree with the Ramah, but the accepted traditional opinion is that sof tumalotzes kohanim are not allowed to come in contact. The Truma Sadeshin writes that really there's a machlokes in Tosfos and Ksubis and the first perek and in Brachos and different mesichtes. Do you say that kol tuma sheina nozim galech ale ena koin muzra leha? Koin is not allowed to come in contact with a mace. What if you have a tumas mace which is not really atzma shel mace? Let's say you come in contact with a goylo v'doifek. That has the same level of tumah as a mace, but it's not actually a mace. It's tumas mace. Or let's say you come in contact with a sof tumah lotzes, but the mace is not there. So you have a tumas mace, but you don't have the actual mace. So that's a big machlokes harishayim. Kol tumah sheina nozer megaleach aleha. Says a nozer is only, it says, when a nozer v'chiyomis meisola befesa pisom, if a nozer becomes nitman tumas mace, but the b'shoigig b'mezid v'ainis b'rotzen doesn't make a difference. It says Hayamim Harishanim Yiplu, and he has to shave off all his hair, and Nozim Galechala, and he has to bring special karbonis, Nozitome, and then it says he has to start counting all over again, the whole night in Naziris. Let's say the Mishnah records that there was a woman, Heleni Hamalka, she accepted a Naziris for 10 years. If her son will be victorious in battle, her son was victorious in battle, so she was observant, she observed Naziris for 10 years, then she came to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the karbonis. So they notified the woman that all the 9.5 years that she spent in Chutz Loretz didn't count, because Chutz Loretz is considered like a Beis HaGvaris, so she has to count all the 10 years all over again in Eretz Yisrael. So she waited another 10 years in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Loretz has a Tumas Eretz Amin, like a cemetery. So she waited 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, and then towards the end, after 9.5 years, somebody died in the house where she was. So she had to count another 10 years. It was 30 years. She was in Nazira for 30 years. As Gulaf Arichas Yom. So she was in Nazira for 30 years. So the Mishnayis have a Masechas Nazir, which Tumas of the Mace is the Nazir Megaleach Aleha. When do you say that? That all the 10 years are discounted and you have to bring karbanos, you have to shave off all of that yam, you have to start all over again from day number one. Not every time. Only v'chiyomis meis olav. If you have an actual mace, atzmashal mace, if the nazir only came in contact with a girl of a daifek or a seif tumalotzes, he became nitma tumas mace, but he didn't really come actually in contact with the atzmashal mace, then the dinim of tumah megalech, and nazir megalech doesn't apply. So that's a big machlekes in Tosfos, two opinions in Tosfos. Does that apply to Kohanim? Kohanim are not allowed to be metamil mesim. What if the tumas ha-meis is such that the nozer would not be megalech aleha? Is it forbidden for the kohen to come in contact with such a meis? Or is it mutter? So that's a big machlek zereshen. So our psak is really a steer. We don't permit the kohen to come into an apartment building where there's a dead body where it's seif tumalotzeis. Even though seif tumalotzeis is zeina nozer megalech aleha. Then on the other hand, we allow the kohen to come in contact with the girl of a daifek. We allow the kohen to come in contact with a cherev harei kecholol. Let's say someone went to a funeral. He's wearing a metal watch. So the metal watch is a kli. He has a spoon in his pocket, a metal spoon in his pocket. That becomes a cherev harei kecholol. A kli matechus becomes avi avoy satuma. So if a nazir, if a kohen will come in contact with that, that's like coming in contact with a mace. But they have a tumas mace, but they didn't come in contact with an actual mace. So there we're mekel. By the cherev harei kecholol we're mekel. By the sof tumalotzis we're machmas. It really doesn't make any sense. So the Ramos quoting all of this from the Trumas Adeshin. So the Trumas Adeshin says the taka doesn't make any sense. He says meikir edin we paskin, they're both mutter. But since the minik for so many generations was that kohanim were careful not to come in contact with sof tumalotzis, so he says kedei shelo l'shaber es haminik, in order not to break the minik. That's the loshon that he writes in Hebrew. It's not a correct Hebrew, but he's translating from Yiddish apparently. So they left it at that. The Kohanim are not allowed to come in contact with the Seif Tumalotzes. So there is an institution of Seif Tumalotzes. So the Mishnahis have it like this. Let's say a person dies in an apartment. And this man who died in my apartment building, there's only one way to get out of that. There are two ways. You can take the mace out through the window on the fire escape and take him out there, but that's highly unlikely. They're not going to take him out there. They're going to take him down. They're going to take him down the normal way. There are two ways to take him down. You could have taken him down in the elevator to the basement and taken him out of the basement, or you could have taken him down the staircase and taken him through the front lobby. There's no way to walk from the front lobby to the basement unless you go in the elevator. So the shaila is, where does the seif tumalotzes go? So the Mishnahis say, well, that depends on Shabbos. What did they plan? The person died on Shabbos morning, 8:30 in the morning. So what did the family plan? What did the Chevra Kadisha plan? Did they plan to take him down through the basement? Did they plan to take him down on the fire escape and climb down the fire escape? Or did they plan to take him down the staircase and go out the front door? As it turned out, that's how they took him out through the front door. So the Mishnahis say, so if there are three different possibilities, so the Sof Tumalotzeis says, wherever you plan to take him, that's where the tumah is going to be. So the Mishnahis discuss, what if a person died, and the Chevra Kadisha didn't make up their mind till Matzoi Shabbos, where they're going to take him. So from 8:30 in the morning till 8:30 at night, they didn't decide yet which way they're going to take him out. And then later on, they decide they're going to take him that way. So do you say, it's a Gloy Milsalem Afreya, that it was Sof Tumalotzeis that way and not the other two ways? Or not? So that's the Gemara calls that Yesh Breira Ein Breira. What's the question? The whole din depends on Seif Tumalotzeis. The whole din of either it's a din deraisa halacha l'moshe misina. It's not a pasuk in Chumash Seif Tumalotzeis. Either it's halacha l'moshe misina or it's a din derabban or whatever. There's a contradiction. There are two Rashi's in Beitza. One place Rashi writes that it's halacha l'moshe misina. One place Rashi writes that it's only the rabban. It's on the side of the Gemara. Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg says this is a contradiction. He says the Rishonim talk about this contradiction in Rashi, where the Sof Tumalotzeis is Allah l'moshe misina, or it's a din derabban. So the Gemara has this machlokes b'sham v'silo. The Chevra Kadisha didn't make up their mind until 8:30 at night on Matzoi Shabbos which way they're going to take the mace out. So what about all the people? What about all the people? All the kelim, let's say, who are in the basement. As it turns out, they never took the mace with the basement. So he said, but it was a possibility. It was a safe tumult. They could have taken him out the basement. The Maisa, they didn't. They only took him through the hallway and down the front. The front, they took him through the lobby in the front. They didn't take him down through the base. So the Gemara said there, the whole Tumah depends on Soif Tumah Latzis. Which way you're guessing in the future. The whole Din and the present. The Tumah in the present is because it's based on the future. Which direction are we going to take the mace through? So based on where we plan to take the mace, that's what we already declare. The Midrabbanan, Mitam Alach and Meshim Sin, there's already a Tumah now. So Soif Tumah Latzis, that's a Machlekes, B'Sham and B'Silva, they say Yesh Breire or Ein Breire. You say Huvra Hadover Lamafreya at 8:30 at night on Matzoy Shabbos. It was determined that from starting from 8:30 in the morning, from the time that the guy died, he was oimed to be taken out through the front, lobby, not through the basement. So that's the original machlokes of Yesh Breira Rein Breira. So the Gemara relates that machlokes to Achim Shechokel. Why Achim Shechokel? A man dies. So when a person is alive, he wants to transfer ownership of his property to somebody else. Karka metalpum, you have to make a kinyan. When a person dies and it goes birusha, there's no need for any kinyan. Shaila is, when the person dies, he has two yorshim. So the yorshim are shutfim, 50-50. How do you decide that I'm going to get the eastern part of North Dakota, you're going to get the western part of North Dakota? So we made a chalukah. So but the father died 3 years ago. And after 3 years, we decide we're going to make a chaluk. I'm going to get the east, you're going to get the west. So you say that from the time that the father died, it was Zaymid Lakach. That I'm going to get the east, and you get whatever I'm going to get is included in the din of Yerusha. The din of Yerusha sets in the minute the father dies, so the din of Yerusha sets in if there's only one Yerush. If there are two Yerushim, they get a Tfusas Habayis, but they don't Beshutfas. How can you say that when the father dies, so temporarily for the first 3 years we own the shutfis, and after the first 3 years are up, I own the eastern part of the state and you own the western part? How did that happen? It was a delayed reaction. The father died 3 years ago. How did that delayed reaction occur? So that's what the Gemara says. It depends on the machlokes for the yesh brera ein brera. If you can say that it's a gloy milsalim, if you can say by the tzof tomolatzes, even if you hold tzof tomolatzes is the rabbanon, still you can derive from the tzof tomolatzes to this din, this is a din deraisa. You can derive from a din derabbanon to the din deraisa, because the svara is what determines over here. If you hold that whenever you're guessing what's going to be in the future, so you can say if 8:30 at night we determine which way we're going to go, so tzuvar adala mafreya, it was all mezaymed lekach from 8:30 in the morning. So the same would be true regarding Yerusha. When a man dies, the minhag olam is that if he has more than one child, they do divide. Maybe they'll stay shutfis for a couple of years. But the minhag olam is that people do divide. So do you say at the time that the morish died, time the father died, so the din of Yerusha set in, that the two Yerushim become Shutfim right away, through Sabayis, and also a second din set in, that if sometime in the distant future, another 3 years, another 30 years, they'll decide to split it up, so the din of Yerusha will declare that the eastern part of North Dakota belongs to one son, and the western part belongs to the other son. Whatever they'll decide to divide up, so that too is included, because that's the minhag olam, is that they divide up the Yerusha. So you say it's oimed lekach. Since it's oimed lekach, the Yerusha is oimed lehecholek, so I say that the koyach ha-Yerusha sets in, even though it's not clear now who's going to get which share. It'll be determined in another 30 years, but still the din of Yerusha sets in, that whatever they'll decide in another 30 years, it was oimed lekach. There's a melakach that the eastern part is going to go for this child, the western part is going to go for that child. So therefore, there's no need for any kinyonim. The one who gets the eastern part doesn't have to be marked in his share in the western part to the other brother. The one who gets the western part doesn't have to be marked in his share in the eastern part. For the first 30 years after the father died, they were shutfim together, based on the Hilchas Yerusha. Then after 30 years, also based on Hilchas Yerusha, since it was every Yerusha is Zayim Lachaluke, Zayim Lahechalei, so the din of Yerusha said in So that's what the Gemara, that's the original machlokes. The original machlokes of Breira is like by the Seifta Malotzes, where you're establishing a din in the present based on what's going to be in the future. So do you have the right to say, Huvra Dovah Lamafreya? That's the machlokes Bisham and Bisil. So based on that, if you hold like Bisil of the Yesh Breira, you hold like the Tana Yesh Breira over there, it's a question who said what? Then you can say Yesh Breira by the Achim Shecholku also. That they're not really makna to each other anything. And then if you hold Yesh Breira by the Achim Shecholku, so then you have the right to declare that such a Tanai is similar to Tanai B'nei Godim Neiruva. If you hold Ein Breira, you can't say Al Shem Ha'asid, it's already Oymed Lios Kach V'Kach. So then all of these Tanaim, the Tanai Ezel She'etz HaGashenu, Mishalim Mikam Rishon Li'Yerushalayim, Shnei Lu M'shani Yosel L'Hafrish, all of these cases, you can't say that it's Oymed L'Kach. The original question, see, this is all these cases. The question is: it similar? Is it sufficiently similar, or is it too dissimilar to Bnei Godim Bnei Reuven? If it's not sufficiently similar, then it's not governed. You can't treat it like a Tanai. How do you determine whether it's sufficiently similar or not? So if the din is that there is such a concept as Oymed L'Kach, then it's similar to Tanai Bnei Godim Bnei Reuven. So you have to judge first on the case where no Tanai was made. No tribe was made, so how can anything be chalim afreya? So the perfect case is by seif tumalotzeis, where the halacha in the present is contingent on the future. Seif tumalotzeis, that's the original case, and then achmish chalka is also a case that more considered similar to seif tumalotzeis. Okay, we're going to have to work a lot more on this Gemara, understand more cases. Maybe tomorrow is already so close to Pesach, maybe we'll leave the sugi in the middle, and maybe we'll start the Inyanei Pesach tomorrow. Okay?